Hi there. I'm going to talk today a little bit about vulnerability. So I've been capturing people's life stories and helping people tell the origin stories behind their values for quite a few years now. And oftentimes when I'm out talking about personal storytelling, people would ask me, like, you know, what do I think that the secret sauce to a good story is? And from my perspective, the thing that I always share is that being vulnerable is the key to sharing a compelling story. When we choose to be vulnerable, it shows our authenticity, and people are attracted to authenticity like moths to a flame. And through being authentic and vulnerable in the way that we share our stories, we make ourselves more relatable in a very human way. And the interesting thing that I find about vulnerability is that, or I guess that, like, the guidance that I give around that is that, you know, being vulnerable is sharing that piece of information that you have in your story where you're like, I can't say that. And the reason why you think you can't say it can vary. Like, you know, you're afraid it's going to make you look stupid, or, you know, you made a big mistake, or you really had a blind spot. And you did something that changed your character, and you wouldn't do that kind of thing today. And the thing is that, and I invite you to listen to stories where people are being vulnerable and see what your reaction is towards that person and when they're sharing that little piece of vulnerability. Because that vulnerable piece, that is the thing that people see as our greatest strength and courage. People are always kind of amazed and impressed by those of us that have the courage to be vulnerable. And the thing is that as you share those vulnerabilities, you're able to deliver a lesson learned or a value you hold in a much more powerful way than if you dance around the truth of what is at the core of what makes you feel soft and tender. Now, the other thing that I talk about along this vein, and especially in a professional environment, is that you need to be really discerning about what vulnerabilities that you're willing to share. So, you know, I'm not going to share the same depth of vulnerability with my workmates that I would with my three closest friends. And that's the value of being in a storytelling cohort, or at least having a trusted story buddy, because you can practice where those edges are for you and how tender or strong you are with that piece of vulnerability. So if you're sharing about something that you haven't completely worked out for yourself yet, I don't recommend sharing that in a public way. And you'll know that by sharing the story and the piece of vulnerability with somebody that's close to you that you can really trust to give you safe, solid, and generous feedback and see how you emotionally react. And once you find those edges of where, you know, where you are able to share that the vulnerability inside of you, you'll begin to find that your audience, whoever it is that you're sharing with, be, you know, your team, your coworkers, that boss that you hope to have in an interview, that they will view that as strength. Being vulnerable is what gives your stories that emotional impact that creates a lasting impression. It also encourages openness. So as you're able to be open with others with those vulnerable points, you'll find that the people that you're sharing your stories with might be more willing to be open with you. So all that being said, I hope that you take the steps to push that edge a little more and a little more as you tell your stories, and find how far you're willing to go in different environments and show your heart through your stories.